This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This is 630 Headlines.
I mean, everything's headlines today. It's kind of an evergreen segment today on the Christian Arcand Show, WEEI. By the way, we're coming to you live here in our Brighton studios, powered by Verizon, where we're live in Boston, up in Portland and Saco, Upper Valley, Keene, Brattleboro, Springfield, Worcester, Providence, Cape Cod, and the Islands. And if you're not in any of those places, you can stream the show or listen on demand anytime. Just download the Audacy app. That's AUDACY. Save WEEI as a favorite and listen wherever you go. A couple of texts I want to read. Texter in the 413 says, Arcand, is Jeff Passan the dude that rolled up on Scotty Scheffler that morning? He got arrested. No, that was Jeff Darlington. It was Jeff Darlington, football guy. ESPN guy, you got that right. And they're about the same age, I would say. I think they're all 40s, like early 40s. So, yeah, elder millennials like myself. But no, wrong guy. Texter in the 978. Of course it was a baseball trade, Arcand. Okay, let's hear this one. They don't have a spot for him. They don't. They don't have a spot for him. He's a DH. Of course they do. They don't have a spot for him. Despite his hitting ability, someone had to go with too many bodies. The best alignment was him out. The best alignment was him out. Is this Sam Kennedy or Craig Breslow? One of the two. Who says alignment that much?
Only them.
Or maybe it's higher. It's the higher view AI bot texting us. Could be that. maybe this is like a joke. If it is, then bravo, 978. They got younger on the major and minor league level, plus an arm in the bullpen. Yeah, okay, well, sure. Yeah, an arm in the bullpen and getting younger in the minor leagues, that's worth Rafael Devers, I would say. That text has to be a joke, right? That's not a real text. If it is, bravo, because you got me there. Anyway, a couple of headlines I wanted to talk about. One headline that I feel like there was some headline, maybe a little bit of reporter beef here. As Jeff Passan really poured a lot of cold water on the June Lee report that Rafael Devers was offended by the idea that Christian Campbell would take grounders at first base, or that he opted to take grounders at first base, that rubbed them the wrong way, got all bent out of shape about that, said it lessened his stature. That was refuted in this piece here by Jeff Passan, who we'll talk to at 7 o'clock. And it wasn't like they spent a lot of time on it, but it's not like he minced words here. And I just had it highlighted. Let me find it here. Okay. The Devers deal has unleashed a poisonous recourse. Boston fans frothing to consume any nugget that reinforces their belief in Breslow's incompetence. The discussion around the Devers deal has devolved into falsehoods taking root. Calls it a falsehood. There are small ones, like Devers being mad at Campbell for volunteering to play first base. He wasn't mad, according to multiple sources. If one of those sources was Devers, that's funny. I wasn't mad. Do not write in the newspaper that I got mad. That's a very famous tweet by that guy, Drill. Do not write in the newspaper that I got mad. But if it's multiple sources, I tend to believe that. And then bigger ones like the report claiming that a person who interviewed the Red Sox for a baseball operations job went through 5 rounds of AI-only questions. Team was concerned enough about that to release a statement on Wednesday, shooting down the report. Three sources familiar with the team's hiring practice said they use a company called HireVue. We know that. They use AI to ask questions and record video to screen prospective employees early in the process. Other organizations around baseball use the same software. So that
it wasn't AI.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you, HireVue. So maybe the falsehood was how many rounds of interviews it was. Either way, that's a pretty hot shot right at Jun Lee there. I like those Jun Lee tidbits. I didn't think he'd have any reason to make that stuff up. And it's true that they do use an AI program for the interviews. It may have been exaggerated to what extent. And the Campbell thing, I guess, that one's sort of a, well, how are you going to report how he felt? That's sort of one of those tough things to get to. Unless he says directly, I was upset by this, then it really is kind of a he said, she said, because you're reporting on a feeling. it's hard to...
Campbell talked down in Worcester, too, and he said that that was news to him, that Devers was mad about it.
Yeah, I mean, he might not have known. But either way, made for some good discussion. And even if you erase that, erase the whole... Because I yelled and screamed about that the other night, too. So let's assume that that's not true. It's still very safe to say and true to say that Rafael Devers behaved like a child throughout this entire thing and is still continuing to do so. That comment tonight, if they had asked me to play first base in the spring, I would have done it. Like, okay, all right, Rafi. We get it. you're really, you're sort of making their point here, aren't you, with that? Not that I wouldn't take him back in a heartbeat. I certainly would, but... Stuff like that is hard to defend. It's hard to defend. It's hard to justify. Does that mean he should have gotten traded? Probably not. But it does give a window into just how difficult the Rafael Devers experience was. Mike is in the car. 617-779-7937. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Arcan. I love your show, and I was just wondering if you're preparing your apology note.
To who?
Oh, you said if the Red Sox go 6-3 on this road trip, that you were going to come up with a big apology about how you were wrong about everything.
Okay. You're right. I did say something about that. I did. Well, I think I said I'd be back on the bandwagon. I don't know if I said I'd apologize. But if I did say that, then I certainly will. Who'd I say I was going to apologize to?
I don't know. I just want you to align with us, Arcan.
I want
you to align with us.
Okay.
We are supporting this trade. And by the way, you keep saying they got nothing back. They got a kid who was ranked higher than Roman Anthony last year at this point.
Cool.
Kyle Harrison.
Great.
I mean, they got some good pieces.
Now,
I'm not
thrilled
with it. They didn't get enough. Yeah, but they didn't get enough. No, they didn't. But they got something back, all right?
Okay, great. And something that may become something somewhere down the road. Kyle Harrison, I don't think he's going to pitch for the Red Sox right now. If he was, they'd put him in the lineup, wouldn't they? When they put him in the rotation today? If he was good enough to pitch for the major league club and they just got him for Rafael Devers, wouldn't they want to show everybody, hey, look at this pitcher we got?
Well, and it all comes back to service time. Chris Hatfield from Sox Prospects said that if he's down beyond July 4th, they get another year of control.
Oh, well, isn't that interesting? And you know that it may not be the headline, but you know that matters. You know that's part of it. And someone's like, all right, good job. All right, keep him down there. Keep him down there. Get that sweet, sweet service time. I don't care that he was ranked ahead of Anthony last year. Anthony clearly surpassed him. And, maybe he ends up being a good pitcher next year or the year after. And maybe somewhere down the road, we're sitting there watching a Kyle Harrison start and thinking, that was really tough when they traded Devers, but hey, not so bad. Look at this kid and how he's pitching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
2028 or 2030 or whatever, when he finally makes the team, when he finally gets called up and is part of the rotation. And maybe he'll be good, all right? Maybe he'll be their next. It's not like they have a lot of other great pitching talent in the pipeline. They got a couple of guys, but no, like, aces coming up that I'm aware of, or anybody who's pitching like an ace at the minor league level at this point. You know, there's some guys who are that they like, but no one's shooting up the minors like Campbell and Anthony did. And just completely, you know, bowling over all the AAA pitching. Like, that's... And if I thought that this kid was doing that, or this was the kind of the player that you had, listen, I'm not going to say it's nothing. The two kids in rookie ball could end up being something, too. But I don't think that you're getting much of a return for this season, and I was to believe that this season was about winning. Not about planning for the future. Not about trading your best players so that you can bring in more prospects and plan for 2028. I've had enough of that. You know, I've had enough of that over the last 5 years. Ever since they traded Mookie Betts, I was pretty much done with that whole thing. And they kept it going for five more years after that. And then this year was supposed to be the big different year. This was supposed to be the year where they invested. And they let Breslow spend, and they did. They let him spend on Bregman. Not long-term or anything, but they did. They traded for Groshay, which meant trading away prospect capital. And then they extended him. And they gave a pretty good contract to Aroldis Chapman. All three of those guys have lived up to the money so far, even Bregman with the injury. Texter, by the way, says, Arcand, is Bregman going to be enough? Can Bregman, does he have enough left in the tank to be a full replacement for Devers? I say probably not. I say probably not. Not that he can't be good. I mean, he can. But him and Devers were in the lineup, and it wasn't like that saved the day. Like, I think that you need to, even when Bregman comes back, I think you still need to do something to try and upgrade your offense and get it back to what it was ideally going to be when you had Bregman and Devers there together. I think Bregman coming back will give him a boost for sure. I mean, of course, how could it not? But I wouldn't just say, yeah, we're good. We're good. Bregman's coming back. Okay, well, he was here. He was here and Devers was here, and they were hitting right next to each other. It was Duran, Devers, Bregman, 1-2-3, every single game that they all played together. And they had a couple of weeks where the offense really wasn't doing much. I mean, Bregman was, obviously. And then there was a stretch where Devers was the best hitter in baseball. But let's not act like it was all perfect at that point, or that the offense was this well-oiled machine. It never was. Even right now, it's not. Even right now, the offense is still kind of a problem with all the winning that they're doing. And I forget who I said I was going to apologize to. As soon as the caller said that, I was like, okay, this sounds familiar. This sounds like something I would say when I know there's like no chance it can happen, which I thought the Red Sox were going to sink beneath the waves these last 2 weeks. That's what I thought was going to happen. I thought that the Yankees and the Rays were going to pile drive the Red Sox. And not only did that not happen, they beat them, they traded Devers, and they're still winning. So what the hell do I know, I guess, is the main question. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Quick break. I want to address some of the comments about Devers that were brought up here in these two articles, including an anecdote about another time that Rafael Devers was pulled off of a plane while in the Red Sox system, which I didn't know about. It's an old story that just surfaced, ironically, after he gets traded away, and it doesn't make him look great. We'll get to that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.